Yeah, okay. My name's Jane Anderson and I work for the University of Kent in the Partnership Development Office.
Lovely. So, Jane, just explain to us, what are we here today doing? I mean, yeah. what is this all about?
It's the regional finals of the First LEGO League, which is it's an international competition, actually. But the winners of this go to the national finals at Loughborough in January, and the winners of that go to America.
Wow. So, what is it all about? I mean, it's not just normal LEGO building, is it?
No, it's not. It's ways of inspiring young people to become inspired by STEM subjects, which is science, technology and engineering. So they had to program their robots to do tasks around the table, and they have to research science projects to give a presentation. And it always has a theme, and this year's theme is food. So it's a fun way of becoming involved in science.
And just explain to us how the theme involved the robots. I mean, for some people it's a bit confusing.
Yes, well, they have a different challenge each year, and there's one man, I think, in Denmark who designs it. And the table, you'll see that they make LEGO models, but they're all to do with food. So it's all to do with farming and how we farm, and there's a combine harvester there. And they have to program the robot to do certain tasks on the table. And the better they program it, the more points they get.
And just how do the kids learn about, you know, making such a, you know, a robot that can actually move?
It's amazing, because a lot of the schools we try and get involved, I think the teachers are a bit nervous, but the children don't seem to have any nerves, and they take to the programming really easily, and it's very easy to do on the screen and to program their robots. So it's a way of them learning how to program, and our computing department will say that's invaluable.
And you mentioned, you know, it gets them into stem cell kind of science. And I mean, just how important is it in terms of, you know, understanding competition and stuff like that?
Yeah, the main thing is teamwork, I think, and research, and how they give a presentation on what they've researched, how they design their robots. So it's the team getting the best out of things, and the best, the ones that do well are the ones that work together the most. Yeah.
Brilliant. And just last question, I mean, obviously it is LEGO. I mean, obviously, is it just a good thing that they carry on, they played with it with kids, and so they're comfortable with it? And
yes, exactly. And the programming side, and the research, obviously. We've had, I was speaking to a student the other day who said he came here to do the LEGO competition, and now he's here doing a computing degree. So it obviously inspired him to come that bit further.
Brilliant. So how long has this LEGO League been going on?
Oh, I think we've run it here for 10 years, I think, and I think it was probably gone before that, but it's getting bigger and bigger, and it's global now. You know, I went to judge at the Delft finals last year, so it's all over the world.
So you say the finals in Loughborough, and then what happens in America?
Well, it's a huge competition, and the teams there go on in a very, very big competition. But there were three research projects that actually were patented. The actual solutions, they come up with scientific solutions for problems, and three of the teams had solutions for body, it was to do with the body, that were patented. So wow. These young people are really, you know, the sort of cutting edge of science, which is great.
Brilliant. And do you know, is there a prize involved?
They all get medals, they all get certificates, so, you know, no one goes home without anything. And we have five cups made out of LEGO to be awarded for the teamwork and etc. And the overall winner gets a bigger cup, so the schools get the LEGO cups, which they're all very excited about.
And is there a prize in America that they can win?
I think, well, one of the prizes is going to America, but again, it will be cups and things like that. And they have a great time while they're there.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Jane.